There is a man who is just as normal as you and I. Many a night he would sit along his wonderful wife, sipping wine and enjoying some of their favorite horror films. But little did Johnny know, something inside him began to change. Slowly, the film started to change Johnny. He began writing about them in a blog. As the infection released itself inside of his mind, he found the blog was not enough to cure his insatiable appetite for new horror films. Now, as Johnny's mind races out of control with the films he loves so dearly, there was only one thing left to do. Can you handle the horror, the screams of the innocent, the sounds of torn flesh? If so, turn off your mind and turn on your ears and listen to Johnny's Cult Film Podcast.
Here's Johnny!
Hello.
It's
quite impressive because we've nearly 30 seconds in and have not swore yet. So there you go.
And this one.
Yeah,
that should
that's
be
all right. Grammar.
Oh.
Grammar
Nazis back. Grammar Nazis back.
Grammar Nazis back.
Oh, see.
I think you're friends.
We've had a minute. There's bollocks and Nazis back in it already. Shocking.
That's good how you start.
Anyway, I think the first big thank you comes to Mr. Nova for actually making it up tonight.
Oh, it's
because this show was not going to happen.
No. And people would have been well happy. But now they're going to have to suffer all over again.
Exactly. Battle through drifts of snow and motorways at 10 miles an hour. Yeah, Christ, it's hell, man.
You must be one of that Japanese guy who got through two bombs.
Who's that then? I've not heard about
who
him.
Who is this man? You told us about him earlier.
He survived Hiroshima.
Okay.
I thought, it's a bit dodgy there. I'm getting on a train and the next day I end up in Nagasaki.
Ah, there you go.
Not Nagasaki.
End up in a sack of Nagasaki.
End up playing Hacky Sack.
Exactly. God bless. He died the other day anyway, but God bless him.
Oh, lovely. Okay, that's a great way. Let's start with dead people.
Merry Christmas,
everyone. Who's dead?
Bollocks, Nazis, and dead chaps.
So anyway,
Well done. Yeah, we're off already.
Oh, the tone
is
lowered.
But anyway,
yes, what's happening this week?
On Uncle Johnny's
big
podcast.
That sounds so pedo.
Unoffensive podcast.
Is this what you do at your children's parties, your host?
Who are you calling your host? Is that some kind of like slang? Hey, you dirty host.
Yo, you host. You
Santa from the hood.
Your host.
Your host. All right, calm down, you. You've been quiet for the last 3 hours. You've woke up now.
Saving yourself.
He's on it.
Santa from the hood, leave knuckle dusters and gold rings everywhere. Bling.
Bling Crosby.
That's him.
Bling Crosby. Anyway, no, this week or this month or whenever we are now. Been asking people what the best and worst films that they have seen.
You started tugging your chin.
Hold on,
I'm going to ignore that.
No.
He's tugging his chin.
I tug my chin at you, sir.
Is that an insult?
No, looking at you tugging my chin is better than looking at you and tugging something else, isn't it? My hands will be on the table.
Oh, what?
You just talk yourself into these corners.
And it's my show. Say what the fuck I want. Anyway,
steady.
The best and worst films of 2010.
All good. I've seen one.
One film this year?
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen another one, so we'll be all right.
That's two.
How many have you seen?
Two between us.
I watched half a film.
Arthur? What, with Dudley Moore?
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, okay. Great.
That's being remade next year, isn't it? With fucking Russell Brand in it.
Oh, fucking Russell Brand. That's about right. Yeah.
And his dad is played by...
When is he not fucking?
Yeah, his dad is
Chevy fucking Chase in it.
His dad is played by Chevy fucking Chase. Bitches. But anyway... Oh, well done for you.
Are you going to introduce...
What, Boney M? No, come on.
Here they are, it's Boney M.
Unfortunately, we're missing Emma tonight because she can't make it. So we've got partner in crime, Sue, as a special guest on the
yes,
show.
Yes, and also acting producer.
Yes.
So if anything untoward happens, it will happen anyway.
You've not done a good job so far.
It makes no difference whatsoever.
No, no, don't give up your day job.
You're not starting.
Stop. I'm not starting nothing.
Stop starting.
There is boy child. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway. Right, I've been asking the members of the general public, all our friends and fans.
You have.
I have. I've been on the corner with my clipboard.
Oh, is that what you were doing there, arrested you?
Yeah.
That's what you told the police you were doing.
I'm doing films. What the best and worst films
they
are.
They found that baby under your curtain.
Shut up. That's just one. No. Tell him, John.
Rob. Keep going.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. I hope you can hear us over Boney M.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit loud, isn't it?
Yeah, turn them down.
Turn Boney down.
We don't want you for that New Year's Eve.
There you go.
Hey. Good Lord. Good Lord. So anyway, yes, we've got a lot of feedback, and I'd like to thank everybody for sending lots of feedback in.
Especially the Jesus and Mary chain. They sent a hell of a lot
loads of feedback
in.
They did, yeah.
Mm.
So anyway, the first one is from the legend that is Root Rot, and I said to him, and he says, basically, the worst film he has seen this year, without a doubt, is Survival of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure if it's the worst one, but it's very poor.
It's the worst film, and
it's the Romero zombie one.
The latest one.
Yeah, it was awful. Yeah.
Where they eat horses and stuff, that
one. It was a really big letdown.
But it's like, was it sort of like that bad it was a letdown, or was it that bad it was bad?
Yeah.
Bit of both, wasn't it, really, yeah. I think.
How do you mean that bad it was bad?
That it was bad.
Shit.
So bad it was shit. No, I think they're expecting like at least a decent Romero film after the last few he's done.
Even if it was Romero, it was rubbish anyway.
Yeah.
But because it was Romero, you were expecting more from him anyway, weren't you?
It was just terrible all round, wasn't it?
CGI zombies.
Really poor effects.
Why didn't he just pass Tom Savini some cash and get him to do some really good effects instead of
well, they reckon that
CGI zombies all over the place?
I was looking into that, and they reckon that because Romero was given a certain amount of budget and a certain amount of day shooting, they couldn't afford the budget and the time scale to get the practical effects done. And it's just cheap now to do it. But then again, whether it's the practical effects or the CGI, if it's still a fucking shit film and a shit story, it's going to be shit, isn't it? Whatever.
Yes, it was very, very
even
rubbish.
If Savini would have come in and
you
made...
You can't polish a turd.
You can't, can you?
No. No. Yeah.
But exactly. If Savini had come in and made the zombie on a horse look good...
I actually quite enjoyed the zombie on the horse. I thought that was quite a unique thing.
But it was Father Ted of the Dead, wasn't it?
Yes, okay, basically, it was overall. Really. Yeah, that didn't save it at all. But I thought it wasn't a bad idea.
I did like her blue eyes.
Luminous blue eyes.
Well,
she looked good. She was on an horse.
But you don't see zombies riding horses.
They wouldn't be able to ride a horse, would they? If they were traditional horses.
It's just more
zombies.
And then
when
I really didn't like the bit where they're eating the horse, because obviously, you know, I really like horses, so I'm just absolutely dreadful.
That's wrong.
It's wrong.
Zombies eat people.
So yeah, we agree with you.
We agree with you on that one. Right, and if you've not checked out his blog, it's The Witch's Hat. That's a very, very good blog. You want to have a look at that one?
Oh, we'll have a look and see. It's great.
Michael, wear the witch's hat. Michael Roberts, worst films I've watched this year is The Blackout, which I've seen.
The Blackout?
It's quite terrible. It's like a deadly... You know, remember Deadly Spawn from the 80s?
That was good,
Deadly Spawn. It's great, yeah, it's a good film, but this is like a real bad rip-off of it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
and right. Shelter, which I've also seen, which is... Crap.
Is that kind of horror film for the homeless?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh.
No, it's a British horror one, and it's shit. But anyway, thanks, Michael Roberts, for telling us and warning us.
Good on you, Michael.
Getting rid of them words.
Michael Roberts.
Stevie Suffolk.
Stevie Suffolk. From work, does he?
Stevie Suffolk.
Oh, okay.
He does.
From work.
Worst film, Universal Soldier Regeneration. Well, what do you expect?
If you're going to sit down and
Jesus Christ,
if you're
going
to actually take the time to put that in your player, you deserve everything
exactly.
You get.
And if you paid for it, you want... His favourite film was Shutter Island.
Okay.
Which is alright, man. I enjoyed it.
Shut your island.
Complex old Shutter Island. Takes a bit of thinking about
it. You've not seen it, have you?
No, I've not seen it.
It's good, man.
I've not seen anything.
Well, the good
thing
with that is because Scorsese did the, it was like sort of a tribute to Val
Luton. That's not what I'm doing
here. Val Luton stuff, you know, with a very sort of dark and imagery.
Oh, okay, yes. I like a bit of Val Luton.
It's quite nice. So, all right.
Sex it down.
Lee Weaver, this one. There's some classics here. Brighton Rock.
Yes, oh, very well. Good.
Cool. Have you seen, ever seen Brighton Rock?
No.
Or Black and White, 60s?
No. Fantastic.
Pinky, Richard Attenborough is a gangster.
No, isn't it from the 40s?
No matter how many words I say to you, you've still not seen it.
It's in a case. It's
got some
axes in it.
No.
Are you sure?
And
it's called a film.
It's F-I-L-M.
You seen it? And Villain starring Richard Burton.
Have you seen it? It's a film. It's got Richard Burton in it.
Gangster, one from the '70s. Another top one.
That was this year.
No. What I've asked people is, like, you know, if you've revisited a film or, you know.
He keeps scribbling on the paper. You know,
if, I mean, because obviously this year.
So it's
been
all of all time, but it's not best film this year.
Well, what have you seen this year?
Oh, what have you seen?
Yeah. Okay, so it doesn't have to be made
not this year.
Year.
Oh,
many times do I keep trying to see.
Oh, it's confused.
What have you watched?
I've watched loads of things then.
Yeah.
I said that to you the other week, you big tart.
Well, Monster X, that's my favourite so far. Monster Eggs, I'm Milton Leeson.
Monster
Eggs? Yeah.
You've got Monster Eggs.
I've got a Monster
them.
Egg, that's what I'm saying.
That morning I bought you a biscuit upstairs.
It's
and
the one where
slips.
They.
I
saw Monster Eggs. Planet did you? With oh, Godzilla and he does that funny island fling.
Oh, no.
Yes, Godzilla does his island fling.
He does.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Is that the one with Polysix in it?
Pardon?
Yeah.
The old parrot?
Yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Marvellous.
What?
Sounds
what?
Good. I'll have to watch it, man.
Now then, this fella, a new one to the show. Louis Jackie Dutoit.
Very French. Nice.
Eh?
Different.
I don't think he comes from
Stanton.
Yes. No.
His worst movie is MacGruber.
Oh, well, that's everybody's worst nightmare.
I think I actually saw that. That's like kind of a take on MacGyver,
kind of,
isn't it?
Yeah, kind of take of an 80s.
It's horrible.
Kind of,
yeah, it's horrible. It's a cheesy American. It's basically a sort of retired very inept superhero type bloke who gets things done, is brought back in, and he kind of saves the day.
It's quite terrible.
It's as bad as it sounds.
It did look quite terrible. Mm. And his best one is Inception, which I've not seen yet.
It's good. Yeah. Again, confusing as hell, but I mean, the effects are spectacular in it. There's some great scenes in it, man.
Is it only good for the effects, though? Would you say you only watched it?
No, I think probably if you can fathom out the storyline, that's probably.
What if there was no such thing as CGI? Would that film then be dreadful?
I think it'd be better.
Oh, would it?
Yeah, because I think a lot of modern films tend to rely on CGI.
Oh, they do, Some films, the entire film is CGI, like
to the cost of the storyline or the acting or whatever.
Avatar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which in itself isn't a bad film, but, you know, it'd be better if it was
people
in blue costumes.
From the story. I mean, if you've got a story and good CGI. Mm.
Yeah, it depends how well they're doing themselves, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, most films obviously do use CGI now, but when it's used in a subtle way rather than just like massively in your face, like that bag of shit. What
CGI in your face?
When you've got 3D glasses on and it's coming at you in your face with big blue aliens.
That's the other thing I don't get, this whole 3D thing. Everything now is in 3D.
It has to be to get people into the pictures, doesn't it? They just want bums on seats, don't they?
Anne Hathaway
3D. The adverts will be in 3D soon.
Yeah, to be honest with you.
It gets people into the cinemas because of the 3D, plus they charge them extra
for the glasses,
to get in the glasses so it makes them more money.
Who goes to the cinema though nowadays?
Yeah, but like now,
everyone just downloads things. Are you drinking through your ear?
I am, man. It's got a sounding board. You know, you can hear the sea when you push it. It's kind of like that.
Drunken people throwing up.
Man, it sounds very bizarre.
You can't hear the sea, you can just hear drunken chaps throwing up.
The podcast has to be possessed by an alien. The podcast sounds better if you've got a bottle in your ear.
A bottle in your ear.
I think it's a Pogues B-side. A bottle in my ear.
Marvellous scene.
You tell him off for that when we usually record him. Behave yourself.
Hypocrites!
That's what she said.
Wine glass, which is very likely to break.
That's what she said as well.
Next comment.
And waste lots of wine.
Is that sauce and aleem?
Sauce and aleem. She did the one on the last podcast.
Oh, fantastic.
She had her own theme tune, which we've not done.
We've done that before. There's no theme
tune tonight.
This
song we should do poems about the names.
Well, if you can make a poem up from Susan Nalum, you go for it.
Susan Nalum. And a big...
It, No, it's hard. No,
it's the way yeah. you tell them.
Susan Allen. Good.
What kind of contortion was that?
I'm stunned. It's not the fact that you just went, it's the way you tell them. It was the body movement.
Oh, well, you know, I've got a lost feeling the into the soul of
anyway,
it.
Anyway, on to the next part of the podcast.
If it was visual, you would have saw then Mr. Johnny T doing some weird facial contortion.
I should
at least he was tugging his chin.
Yeah, that's the usual.
That wasn't my chin tugging. I was tugging.
Oh!
Right, Sue said no. Hi, John. I believe that paranormal activity.
Slow down! What was that? Sue said no.
His holiday.
The tape's on the wrong speed.
I am not talking to
can
you.
Can we come down from 78 to maybe 45 RPM? That's all I can hear.
If you speak in English, it'd be much easier.
I'm speaking. Hey, don't start that one. Hi, John. I believe that paranormal activity 2 is the worst. Can I just read these out? There's supposed to be two parts to this, but it might be one. Yes. Hi, John. I believe that Paranormal Activity 2 is the worst film I saw this year.
Okay.
Because when the director makes this film, he was thinking he was making a horror movie. What a pity. Don't scare me or any of my friends. Plus, I think the only people that really got scared were the actors in the movie. You see, I went to the cinema to see Paranormal Activity 2, right?
Yes.
I hated the first one. It's just like...
No, but that's the obvious thing you do. You like the first one, you go and see the second
one. Hold on a minute.
That film was shit. No. I'll go and see the follow-up. Immediately.
No, listen to me. I was skinned. I've got a free cinema pass, so I thought, fuck it, I'll go and have a look. And it was good.
Hang on, what else was on?
Something like animated Wolves in 3D Part 7.
No, I would have gone to that. Yeah, definitely. No,
but what, and sit in a cinema full of screaming little shits?
Yeah, but I
you enjoyed it.
No.
Coming at you in 3D but wolves, that sounds good to me. I'll have some 3D wolf.
Coming at you.
Yeah,
coming at you. In 3D wolf. He likes a bit of wolf juice.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
Wolf juice in 3D. Very fun.
Yeah, you would know about that because you was watching Paranormal Activity 2.
Yeah, while you were sitting in the next seat.
So wasn't there enough paranormal activity in the first film? They had to drag it out. What happened this time? Did a saucepan float through the kitchen?
No. It is good. It is very good. I must admit.
It's not bad.
Better than Wolf Jizz 3D.
Compared to what is it?
Compared to Jizzing Wolves, by
compared
the sounds
to
of it.
Coronation Street. Pretty much everything.
It did genuinely make me jump.
It does, yeah, man, yeah.
There is one point where you will brick your pants.
You will make you go, what?
Brick your pants? Is that some kind of builder's term for doing a
patio door? No, it's a normal average.
You want a patio door put in and we'll brick your pants as well if you want.
He's talking Jamaican patois patios.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just a mix.
He's talking Jamaican patio.
Patois patamar, man. Anyway, the next one is from Tony Hodges.
We must
give an apology.
Tony Hodges, the man boy.
He's a great blogger, isn't he?
Last time, Tony Hodges did say he's a top, top chap, and I got a message on Facebook saying, love your show. By the way, I'm a lady.
He's a lady.
Is he pre-op or what?
Tony.
Tony is spelt with an I.
It is. That's the way her name is spelt, and I'm just stupid.
Well, if you'd have said Tony, we'd have known, wouldn't we?
Yeah, but it's not Tony.
It's Tony.
I apologise, Tony. What are you doing?
Oh, when you got a thick bastard hosting the podcast, what do you expect?
In the 70s, I used to go to get my hair cut.
What, by Tony? Tony Hodges? Oh, cut your hair. Do you want a coffee with your hair cut? With a Tony? What are you doing? I'm trying to control the boys. What are you doing? I'm not doing anything. I'm sorry, Tony. I look like Snoke, Tony. You know me, Tony? Calm down, Tony. Get out, Tony. I'm a thick bastard, Tony. I'm sorry, Tony. What are you doing?
Fantastic.
You disrespect me, Tony. Don't respect my family, Tony.
Called Tony before.
Is this podcast in 3D now?
T-O-N-I.
Yeah, Wolf Juice 3D. 2ENI?
2ENI?
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway. It's follow-up to with Nail and I.
Yeah, it is. It's the more down-market version.
The comment from Tony, anyway, after all these rants about hairdressers and...
Oh, you just went wipe snot all over your face.
It's better than wiping my snot all over your face.
We need to do this
on the camera next time.
When
so
I wake
can
up in
that.
The morning and you say it's snot you've wiped on my face. Right, best from this year. This is from Tony Hodges.
Glad you said that.
Tony, best from this year.
Lost.
Machete.
Hey, hey.
Machete don't text.
He don't text indeed.
That's classic.
Inception gets an honourable mention because I would have to say, I'd have to say it again, and possibly even a third time, probably to understand what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, indeed. Right. Yeah.
Also, Legion. I thought Legion was a stinker.
And watched it.
Is that the angel with the machine gun?
Yeah, no, the big gay angel with the wings and all that. Okay. Put off by the poster.
But she says, I love me some Paul Bettany, which must be the man, in warrior garb.
Wasn't he in the... Lock, Stock and Some Smoking Guns?
Was he?
Is that him? Paul Bettany.
Wasn't he the albino in Da Vinci Up the Castle?
Was that him, is it?
Wasn't he in Gangster Number One kicking shit out of people?
Yeah, same guy, innit? Yeah,
who
was.
Didn't he used to be in a wheelchair with a missile launcher?
Wasn't he in Bambi in the forest?
Wasn't he Snow White?
Didn't he play Phantom of the Opera?
Was he Frankenstein?
What? Wasn't he in that train in the first bit of footage that was ever shown at cinema?
Wasn't he the Japanese guy who avoided the bombs in
Richmond?
Didn't he invent the wheel?
Doesn't he live in a cave with the summer bin Laden?
Paul Bettany's done everything.
He has, he's a hero.
He's done everything.
We love him.
Paul Bettany, he's a right hero.
Anyway, also, one of my favourite movies this decade is Dog Soldiers. Worst movie I've seen this
decade. Slow down. You know, you're just running over these titles without anybody giving reaction. Best one I've ever seen, Dog Soldiers. And you're into the next thing, and nobody gets a chance to say fuck all.
If I actually spoke and you didn't speak, you would listen and hear what I'm actually
saying. I can't believe you're claiming that to get a chance to say something. Fucking right. I don't get a chance to say everything, mate.
Jesus. Happy Christmas.
Oh god.
Worst movie I've seen this decade is Paranormal Activity. That's
hang on. This decade.
Well, I'm just reading the comment. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't say two then.
If my friend hadn't nudged me, I'd have fallen asleep. Also, Underworld: Rise of the Lycans.
Somebody nudges you.
That's what you call it when I fall asleep. I'm just going to nudge you.
Also, you could get fudged.
Underworld: Rise of the Lycans. Sorely disappointed. I gave up after the first Underworld film. Vampires versus werewolves.
Once again, I'm totally out of the Underworld picture. I'm glad to say.
It sounds a bit like Twilight to me. It's a fantastic film.
You
big gay vampire.
Oh, that's lovely.
Anyway,
on Kurt Cobain.
Anyway, Tony.
I like a twinkling vampire.
Hey, Tony. Tony the lady, thank you very much for your comments again.
Well done, Tony. I'll never mistake you for a man again unless we bump into you in the street.
We've got just four more short ones to do on this little bit.
Oh, what?
Yep.
That's what she said.
Got one from Gray, the guy at the Dark Hours podcast. Do you mind? I'm speaking.
He's talking about dwarf porn.
He says...
He's only got a little collection.
He's running it now. He's
the Dark Hours podcast. He said the fucking
behave on podcasting.
Yeah. I have to say the best movie I have seen this year was The Human Centipede.
Now
we're talking.
Now we're into
it. Was the most original and fulfilling movie of the year for me. The expectations I had for it was huge, and it surpassed them, being more about the atmosphere than the gore. The worst movie for me this year was the atrocious Splice.
Did it have the Splice Girls in it?
Laughable Baby Splice.
Nearly.
Baby Splice.
Have it.
Laughable situation.
If you'd have seen it, you would have laughed.
Oh, okay. Next time I see it, I will reserve my laughter for when I see the Baby Splice.
That fantastic.
Can you reserve your laughter?
One splice.
Three times a lady. Can you reserve just until I've actually got it?
We haven't got a tumbleweed sample here.
The producer's pissed. I can't wait till we play this back.
I might actually finish one of yours. Thank you for sending them in soonest things.
What?
Carry on.
Tug your chin.
It's like I'm talking and the rest of you just having a conversation.
That's what we always do.
Yeah, good point. Anyway, he says, Splice, laughable performances, characters and situations, twists, you name it. What makes it worse is that I cannot for the life of me understand that people that take this movie seriously.
No, me neither. I can't for the life of me understand that.
Who would have took it seriously?
What are they thinking about?
People do that, aren't they? Some people are just so
fucking... Who are these bastards?
Where are they?
Bring them on.
I must say, Human Centipede was pretty top.
Human Centipede was fantastic. Good. Have you seen it? One of my films of the year, actually.
It's good. It reminded me of sort of the back of the line.
You got half the room have seen The Human Centipede, and the other half just
going, heathens.
No, yeah.
But then again, that's the people. Ass to mouth.
Oh, probably I've seen it.
In a roundabout way.
But it wasn't called The Human Centipede, and I watched it.
That's the strap line on the poster. Yeah. Human centipede. Aston House.
There's a mad doctor, Jesus. Right? He kidnaps three people.
I've not seen a film doctor. With John Holmes. It's Aston House.
Half the internet is that.
He kidnaps three people, right? The guy at the front's a Japanese guy.
Aston House.
He'd had enough of being at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, right? So he decided to get off his. He escaped both trains, so he decided to fuck this. So he ended up in Human Centipede. And he's the front one at the thing. And
he's had a hard life, hasn't he?
He wants to create a human centipede, so he sews the mouth to the asses. And then.
Do these people volunteer for this?
No, not at all.
In a Big Brother type style.
It's a brilliant film. It's sort of reminiscent of like.
Maybe that's what they should do next year. I'm a celebrity. Aston House.
That's where it's going, man, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it probably is. Yeah.
I'm a celebrity. No, it's good. Celebrity human.
It's sort of like a black comedy kind of thing with.
You're starring Dale Winton this year. And Michael Barrymore.
Ooh, lovers.
Just leave him alone on an island.
Lovers.
Anyway.
Yeah, and it's like it's pretty much like Reanimator with a mad doctor, and it's like a kind of black comedy film.
Oh man,
it's worth
you
watching.
You should be on it.
It's great,
2010.
It's great.
If you've not seen it, watch.
You'd do a better job than Claudia Wankelman.
Okay. That was deep a breath. Breath. There you go. He's getting ready for
and
the next
prepare.
Comments. And prepare.
Prepare
the onslaught of verbalism that's coming your way.
Hey, well, I'll share a little beer with you, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Donald,
I'll have a beer if there's one in there, please, John. I'll steal somebody's beer.
All right, thank you. Next.
Right, back. Are we on or are we paused?
Yes.
Are we still going?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Next comment, Donald Ochipinti, our old friend Donald.
Hey, oh, Donald Ochipinti. Pinch a little bit for me.
Yeah, Donald was intrusers. That one. Now, he says... The worst movie of the year we've seen is Monsters, which I've not seen yet.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen Monsters, John?
Yeah, that's a really good review.
Probably out there, we will.
Yeah, I know, actually, yeah, so I'll tell you that one. He says his best film of the year is Resident Evil Afterlife. So I've not seen that either.
Yeah, we've seen Afterlife.
Have you?
Yeah, I did you a copy of it. I thought it was all right.
Yeah, no, you lent me your copy of it.
Oh, that's right.
But he said he was that impressed with it, he actually went out and bought the 12-inch monster figure of the guy with the big axe. Which I have asked Donald, and if you are listening, send me a picture of it.
Yes, let's have the picture of it. Yeah. There was some good zombie action in that.
Yeah. No, I must get around to seeing that. Zombie action. I'm not seeing that one, actually.
Thank you, Sir Nova. That's very kind of you, sir. Thank you, sir.
And
in the
where are we up to then?
Donald has been cheesed.
Oh, we've had this every podcast, and yes, have I to be sick?
Yes.
Good constitution. I'm local MP for Carl. Sorry.
Next one is off Emma, who can't be here tonight. The worst film of the year is Poughkeepsie Tapes. Have you seen that? That's terrible. I'll tell you about it, haven't I?
Yes.
Rubbish, man.
Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, it's a place in America.
It's not about a bloke who keeps his own shit.
Who keeps it and tapes it to his forehead?
That's a fantastic way of reading
it. Sounds good to me. I want to watch that.
It sounds like
who keeps it?
A shithead.
Who keeps it? Who keeps my poo keeps it?
That's a keeper.
No, it's basically like the police are on the hunt for the serial
poo keeper.
And, they go round to his house and he's disappeared, but he's got shitloads of poo keeps.
Shitloads of poo
keeps. What's Em's fave? Hold on a minute. It's he's a Poughkeepsie Tapes.
Steady on there.
Emma's fave?
Yeah.
Ass to mouth.
with John Holmes. Reborn.
Oh, my Lord.
No, it's, it's shit.
Ass to mouth.
And Afterlife. Have you seen that one with, what's her name in it?
Who's
in Leon? The little girl.
Natalie Portman.
She's in it, and Liam Neeson, and it's fucking atrocious. It's bad. But her best films this year are two Japanese ones. One's called X-Cross, like serial killer with a pair of scissors, which is pretty nasty, but it's good. And one called Shutter, which is another Asian film, which is just, it's got remade with Sandra Bullock in it. And that's bang of shit, but yeah.
Sandra Bullock. What's the premise of it? I think I might have seen
Shutter.
Sandra Bullock one.
It's the one where like a guy takes photographs of stuff and then like ghosts start appearing in the photographs and all this kind of, it is like one of MJ horror ones, and it is really, really creepy.
Oh, so you have to read it at the same time.
I'm
supposed to multitask on trying to relax.
I'll have to lend you my copy of that.
Yes, you will lend it.
Yes, let's
have Shutter. Yes.
Is that the same as Shutter Island, or is it a different film?
Well, I don't know if the guy was on there and took a photo of the island, then it might
okay, then they could have combined both films, couldn't they? Right, in a kind of Scorsese Asian masterpiece.
Or if he'd have taken pictures of his poo, you could have had the whole lot.
Shutter Island.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island.
Shit Keeper Island.
Shit keeps your poo, keeps in my island, take it to me forehead.
Well, hey!
Sounds good to me.
Ask the mouth.
I don't know why I was so ecstatic then. Sorry.
So, shall we have
should we have them?
Have the little bit of feedback from
the Jesus and Mary show.
No, from Vaughan at Motion Picture Massacre. Let him do his little bit of feedback. Thank you so much for sending it in.
So this is from Vaughny Boy.
Vaughny Boy.
Hello, Johnny and the boys, and Mrs. Taberham and the girls in the back, bullshitting on the couch. This is Vaughn. I run a podcast. Johnny will tell you who I am, what kind of podcast I do, and all this other bullshit. Now, he told me he wanted me to send him a little voicemail asking what kind of films I saw this year that really kind of blew me away, I guess. And I watch a lot of films, but there's a lot of films I watch just rewatches, you know. There's not many films every once in a while. There's a handful of films every once in a while I pick up something that I've never seen before, I've only read about, and I'm like, that's pretty fucking badass. And I got three here in my hand, and I'll go through them pretty quickly. Lou Adler's Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains. It's a... What year was this made? Shit. Another DVD came out in 2008, and I just picked it up a couple of months ago, and I finally got to see it. It really blows me away. I remember seeing this when I was a kid on TV. It was actually a film, but it was really... It's a film about these three young girls who start a punk band, and they're kind of escapades. There's a couple of really interesting punkers in there. I think The Clash is in there, to be sure. Steve Jones and Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols and Paul Simmons from The Clash. That's who's really in the friggin' film. Diane Lane in one of her first films. Really interesting little film. Made in 82. Really underrated classic. Film that if you haven't seen it, you really should go check out. I've had it for 2 years. I haven't watched it. And I finally sat down this year and watched it. And I haven't talked about it on the show, but I'm telling you guys now. It's an awesome fucking film. Next is... Nobuhiko Oshigawa's House, or Houseu. It's a film from 1977. It's a trippy as balls haunted house film about these, I think, about a handful of schoolgirls go up to visit one of the girls' aunts, and all hell breaks loose. It's fucking crazy. It's everything going on. Painting, spewing blood, fucking disembodied heads, fucking madness. Just ultimate fucking craziness. I think they released this in your country. I think Eureka, through the Masters of Cinema, released it. Really great edition. Not the one I have. The one I have is the Criterion that came out in the States. I kind of waited for it. Really interesting fucking mind-erasing kind of film. If you're watching a lot of shit, like especially like maybe the Saw series, or maybe you're being forced to watch Twilight films, this is a great mind eraser that can completely wipe out all the shit that's going on in your life, and you'll just be completely perplexed by it. It's an awesome flick. And last but not least is Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. This is a early 80s horror movie, television horror film. It was released this year, and it's the first time I ever got to see it. I've read about it all these years as a kid. I've been very tempted to buy bootlegs of it, but I knew somebody was going to finally put it out in VCI here in the States, put it out. Really great film. It's about a retarded man who gets accused of killing a girl. He gets prosecuted. He's pretty much terrorized by these four men who kill him, and his spirit comes back to exact revenge. It's not that bloody, but the shit they get away with, especially for television, is really good. Those are the three films that I saw this year that, you know, were kind of blew my mind in a way. Maybe three films, if you guys haven't checked them out, you should get off your butts and do. Anyway, Johnny and the boys, I hope you have a fantastic Christmas and a lovely new year. And what are you guys? You guys do Boxing Day too, right? Hope your Boxing Day is good. You know, put up your fucking hands and, you know, jab and shit. I know that's not the right fucking Boxing Day, but, you know, still, that would be awesome if you guys just got out in the streets and just duked it out, fucking, you know, moms and dads and kids and grandmas, fucking just jabbing and punching and, you know, sticking left and right and moving right. Be great. Anyway, I rambled on too fucking long, and I need to sit down and pass out. Actually, I'm going to probably record a podcast or some shit. I don't know. Fuck. Fucking listen to this shit, right? All right, boys. Talk to you later.
Hey, good old Vaughn. Hey, bless you, man. Yeah, thank you, Vaughn.
Was he doing that from jail?
Why?
I just wondered.
Why?
Is he incarcerated somewhere?
What, you're saying he sounds like he should be locked up?
No, not at all. I just wondered.
If you know Vaughn, yeah. He would be. He'd come round here.
Okay.
You know what his job is?
I'll say no more.
You know what Vaughan's job is?
Yeah, he's a postman. He's told postman. Me. Yeah, he told me that earlier.
Postmen are great.
He's a great man, Vaughan.
Yes.
You know, the thing is, I must say about his show, Motion Picture Massacre, if you listen to it, he does so much like really sort of obscure sort of films rather than like a lot of podcasts do
mainstream.
You know, not so, you know, they just do stuff like fucking Escape from New York or something, yeah. Pretty 13.
No, they don't. No.
Yeah,
he's slagging us off now. He's slagging us off. He's slagging us. He's slagging us. He's slagging us off. He's slagging us.
So anyway, yeah, thank you very much, Paul, for that. That was.
I'll tell you what, though, not many podcasts have a psychotic cockney sat somewhere.
No.
I thought you was just going to say cock thing.
Yeah,
leave on your
knees under the table.
Leave my knees out of it.
But thank you for taking the time to turn that in.
Yeah, that was great.
What is Boxing Day then?
Well, on Christmas Day, in years gone by, yes, they would have collection boxes for the poor, you see. And people would go into the church, right. Put their money in the box for the poor, and then the day after that, they would hand these boxes out to the poor
to
people.
The poor.
So, into the money out. So that's where the name Boxing Day comes from.
Nothing to do with fighting or sport or anything.
It was just a
probably
nice
a lot
gesture.
More fighting now. Yeah.
That is actually the reason.
Yeah. No, see, all
so, on your way out,
what
I've actually got is a box down there that you can put some money in for me.
Oh, we'll do, yeah.
You're a vagrant, aren't you?
Yeah, to see that I have a nice Christmas. So leave all your donations
of course,
yeah. in the box.
Especially if you
find a
donation
in
over Christmas.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll leave you one of my bits of poo collection.
Your poo keepsies?
Yeah, he's got his poo keepsies. Box.
Leave me a Poughkeepsie.
You've got your own Poughkeepsie box, ain't you?
Poughkeepsie. That'd be a really spectacular toy to get, wouldn't it?
What, a Poughkeepsie?
Like Pokemon of years gone old.
Yeah, like you sort of a Poughkeepsie. Well, no, because you get relatives
that
keep like.
Though, doesn't it? Like a little brown.
There you go. A nice piece of shit for Christmas.
Lovely. And you said, would you like to see my Pookie collection and your house would just smell.
That's true.
It would give a whole new meaning to what you have for Christmas. Oh god, I've had some shit presents.
Yeah. What's your Christmas like?
Better crap.
Yeah.
Right, we've done that one today. Yeah,
let's go with that now. Let's leave it.
Yes, voicemail, yeah. Sir. What would you like?
Mr. Gracie's
voicemail. Yeah. Yeah. Right. This bloody podcast
just
is
one
this?
More.
You're handing it over to the Yanks, you surrender monkey.
Hey gentlemen, it's Gracie's Poppy. I gotta tell you, I'm a very happy man right now. After waiting for so long, it's finally out. Now, this might sound silly, but I actually didn't think that they were really gonna do it. Thank God I was wrong. I must admit, though, at first I wasn't the biggest fan, but over time I've really come to appreciate them. So yes, I am very happy that the Beatles are finally out on iTunes. Oh yeah, and The Walking Dead. Love that show. Seen each episode at least 3 times over already. You know, my kids like it too. In fact, my little girl Gracie, she does this fantastic zombie shuffle. It actually kind of scares the piss out of me, but it's great. Yeah, she makes me so proud. Alright guys, I'm out of here. But before I go, I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Alright, take care.
Thank you very much for that.
Well, whatever it was.
Thank you.
Yeah, back on.
Back on, man, yeah.
Thank you very much for wishing us Happy Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy Christmas
to you, sir.
From the Science Year, of course, cool. Yes. Best fantastic.
So the comment was about Beatles actually being on iTunes, because I've said to him that I don't like the Beatles.
No, okay.
And I've said to you that I don't like the Beatles.
No, okay.
And you've shouted at me for not liking the Beatles.
I don't care anymore.
Good. I don't like
you
the Beatles.
You like what you like.
Yeah, who cares if you don't like the Beatles or not.
Exactly. No.
It's just a small cog in the wheel of life.
There's a lot of Beatles that I don't like. There's some great stuff as well.
There's some good Stag Beatles.
Nobody says that they don't like Shane McGowan. Anything goes.
I like the Beatles.
I can't stand Shane McGowan.
I don't like the Beatles.
You will die.
I like the Beatles.
You will die.
Anyway, to round off this final part of the first part of the final part of the first part of the final part of the show.
Episode 3, 4, 5, 6.
Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
Right. Final thing from
good friend Spooky Bill.
Hey!
Yes, Spooky Bill.
Spooky Bill.
Cheers, man.
He collects poo.
Girlfriend on the pill.
And I might be able to read this out.
He eats real bodgy food.
He likes to kill poos. With his poo keeps a killer.
Yes.
Right, Spooky Bill. Hey, fellas. First off, I want to tell you how much I'm enjoying the show. You have a great dynamic and feel like I'm right at the table next to you. So the next round's on me.
A great one.
Cheers, buddy.
Bottle of red wine.
Where is he? Get him round.
Yeah, red wine.
He's not heard this one.
Get him round with a tray.
It might be different. I missed out on the Walking Dead feedback, but I'll throw my thoughts in now. I enjoyed the series pretty thoroughly. I had a few problems here and there, but...
Me too.
Only one annoys the hell out of me.
Can't we all?
That is the last episode when Jenna told them he didn't know
Jenna
what...
Jenna
told them that he didn't
Jenna
know
told
what
them? The is she one of the
was.
Cast? I don't know this Jenna told them. Sorry, no, carry on.
When Jenna told them he didn't know what the pathogen was, when in the previous episode they clearly showed him looking at the virus... Which they did, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
I'll go into detail about on his last episode. My wife had to remind me that it's just a show and I should really relax.
Time to have a walk outside.
So do you guys think Jenna whispered to Rick and his wife that Rick's wife was pregnant or that they were all infected already?
No, I think he whispered, let's all go ice skating.
Who knows?
It's Christmas. We need to be on the ice.
I think he was saying, you know something, I give the best goddamn head in the whole state of Georgia. You want to go out with a real bang?
Do you know what I've got a problem with? Absolutely fantastic. But don't you think that she was very quick to shag her husband's pal as soon as she thought her husband
was
dead?
The thing is with the series and like the comic, the weird thing with it is, the comic's now been going for God knows how many years. So they can't get the time. I don't think they've got the time scale right on a lot of the episodes.
They've picked a lot of storylines out of the comic that happened recently. Yeah. The whole wife beating thing. Yeah. That was from a recent issue of the comic.
Well, Kurgan said, didn't he, in an interview recently, that the first time when he did the comic, he didn't know how long it was going
to
last.
If you write number one of a comic, you don't know it's going
to
be
so
massive.
Much stuff into those first few comics.
And the weird thing with it is, it's like them turning up at that complex. It's like, you know, what was the point of that, really?
Yeah.
You know, they turned up there, it blew up, and they went...
I was talking to the man in the comic shop about that, and he kind of reckoned that was okay, because Kirkman said that he was going to take liberties with the characters and take them into other directions.
I think you've got to treat the two things as separate, almost, the TV series and the comics.
You can
compare them, but you can't compare the storylines.
No,
really living in a tent.
But there are bits that get silly, like in the last one, when all of a sudden she's got a hand grenade in a handbag. Where the hell did that come from? Not mentioned it before. Oh, by the way, you might got his own grenade. There were little bits like that. Yeah, it's a stash.
I mean, I think
got a grenade stash.
Yeah, I think for all its faults,
next
you've got
to a
say,
poo collection in a handbag.
I think for all its faults, at the end of the day, when they first filmed them six episodes, that's all it was, which is short for an American series, and they didn't obviously realise. They would get the series, or if they'd get another one commissioned. So they probably would have, you know, thrown a lot more into it. Because the next series is 13 episodes long, isn't it?
So they got more time to develop things and, you know,
that's right.
Characters and whatever.
Fantastic.
Knows? Okay, let's
see. We're all looking forward to it.
We can't wait. Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Well, we think
but we can't say because you've not read the comic and there's things happening as well.
Steady,
come on, lad.
I'm
Mick Manoeuvre.
I've not read the comic on it. I'm reading all the
And his final comment on his films and stuff is, I don't get out to the movies that often, but I would say the worst theatrical release I saw this year was Black Waters of Echo Pond. Not heard of that one,
have
you?
No.
Oh, that is dreadful. I've got to agree with him there. Black Echo Pond. You've seen it, have you? Black Water from Echo Pond is absolutely terrible. Don't go and see it, please.
Go ahead and look it up.
Worse than Paranormal Directions 5. That was bad as well.
A lot of people actually
and
loved it.
And Who Keeps Shit in the Cupboard. Have you seen that? That's terrible.
Great, the Cutter and I all hated it. The best thing are,
terrible.
Listen, hold on a minute. The best I'm going to lose my ballsack over this one is the Harry Potter film. Keep in mind, I haven't seen many new releases this year, but I still dig Potter. Later, dude, Spooky Bill. Well,
lost all respect
Spooky Bill's a wanker. Spooky Bill's a wanker.
La 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 la.
We love you.
La la la.
And you got Elmo more sack left.
Hold on a minute. Do we not have somebody that likes Harry Potter with us?
Oh, hello. It's Facts Corner.
Fan
of the books, not the movies.
Harry Potter.
That's even worse.
Spooky Bill, thank you for your comment, and you're not a wanker.
Yes.
You
but
like
you do have
like.
No ball sack.
You have now. No ball sack now, yes.
Yes,
and, but
yes indeed, Spooky Bill. We were just joking. You are a lovely man, and we did not mean that.
That's fine.
It's already turned off by now, so it's useless.
He would have gone by now, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I would have done as well.
Just because he likes something we don't, and then we do that.
Who are we to judge?
Exactly, yeah. The Harry Potter films are huge all over the world. Millions of people watching.
Most of them are under seven, but you know.
Most of them watching our embryos.
77.
Does he like them?
Yeah. Oh, he likes Harry Potter.
No wonder you turned out the way you did.
Just the middle ground.
It's the sensible people that don't watch it.
Fucking Potter. Anyway, that's it for the first part of the show. We'll be back in part two. And we're actually coming back with a part two this time. For future releases of 2011 and what our thoughts are.
Shut the fuck up.
So we're back in 2 seconds after this break.
Marvellous. Bloody hell, we're all at it tonight. Oh, no.
Hey, what's the matter for you? You like the zombies? You like the mobsters? Then you're definitely gonna like the zombie mob. It's got everything. Zombies, mobsters, zombies. It's got the family, and especially, it's got the zombies. So put in your iTunes to the zombie mob. Order your browser to thezombiemob.blogspot.com. The zombie mob, it's an offer you cannot refuse.
Fantastic.
Hey, man,
get on the zombie mob.
Fantastic.
Anyway, welcome back to part two of the show.
We're back with a sack from Iraq.
So anyway,
and a big scary sack.
A big scary sack. And a big film. We're doing the films that's going to be coming out in 2011. Just going to be a
future.
So anyway,
Rapping Master Grandmaster Flash Wallop.
So whilst we've been Flash Wallop, what a picture.
I would actually want to listen to Grandmaster Flash Wallop.
That would be good, that would.
Grandmaster Gobble, gobble,
hey. So anyway, whilst we've been perusing the internet for things, we've been looking at films that's caught our eyes. Not those ones.
The other ones.
Yeah, the other ones for 2011.
Astomath.
So we have a few here. The first one is called Hotel Transylvania.
This must be something to do with the vampires.
And the synopsis.
Getting all flash now.
People can't
seem to get enough of animated comedies, and this one should be especially beloved by fans of the old Universal.
People can't seem to get enough of animated comedies. Who are these people who can't get enough animated? Because I've had fucking enough animated comedies. I don't know about everybody else, but I am sick to death of funny animals out every fucking where.
Old Mr. Fucking Grumpy in the corner.
During the break, he said to me, "Lighten up." And now he's turned into a human fucking Christmas tree. Do you know what I mean? It's got more fairy lights than Dale Winton's fucking drawer selection. Socks, ass to mouth, cocks and socks.
Yeah, but every film advert you see from Pixar or DreamWorks, it's some cute looking fox. Oh, the fox is mad in 3D. Oh no, it's a bunny. The wild bunny in 3D. It's wild out there. There's a bunch of animals. Mad Mr. Jones, the beaver in 3D.
Can I say?
Would you like a chocolate?
Oh, okay.
There's nothing wrong with a beaver in 3D.
That's Simo's ultimate film, Beaver 3D at the IMAX.
The Dirty Max, I think.
At the Simo's 3D Beaver at the climax. That's a good one, that is, yeah. You get a 3D glasses and a protective right-handed glove.
And an umbrella
for a dollar. And a bottle
box of
Get your umbrella out for when this really starts flying.
3D glasses, Kleenex, and a protective glove.
3D beaver.
3D beaver coming at you soon.
You can have one of them little head umbrella things.
Like a Wimbledon.
Because you don't want to be covered from the road behind you.
To get on the back row for that one, wouldn't you?
The back row.
We've already got the tickets.
Yeah. Oh dear. Have you emailed Cameron about that one?
Yeah.
Good on you.
So this is animated.
I've pitched
all this
to him, but he's not come back with me.
Oh. No, anyway, but
he might have come, but he's not come back.
Yeah. Oh. But the reason I read this one out, all right, there is a lot of like fantastic Mr. Fox cocks in 3D and all that kind of shit.
A bit
but
more
pick this one out because it might be interesting to us. It says it's. Nothing.
Come on, you're right. Go
it
on.
Should be especially loved by fans of the old Universal monster movies.
Okay.
The plot of the film has Dracula, the Mummy, the Werewolf, and Frankenstein hanging around an Eastern European hotel. Sounds like his moment to frog.
It does.
After being made irrelevant by modern technology and ideas. Schedule 4.
That sounds good.
September 30,
2000. Who's it made by?
Me.
Yeah. You find
Dracula.
After I got refused to direct an episode of The Walking Dead.
Well, that was a surprise. Oh, we couldn't see that coming, could we?
That's what he said in the Beaver 3D. The man in three rows down turned around Simo said, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, I didn't get so handsome with me brolly up.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had a spunk shower.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What have you got there, Sue? A kind of hand shandy. Nice one. Anyway.
Have you made your own in the kitchen?
Good on you. And another one for 2011 is the Avengers movie.
The Avengers the movie.
No, that's not Emma Peel and John Steed.
No.
That's not until 2012, is it?
Isn't it?
Don't think so.
Oh, you're ahead of yourself.
No, it's scheduled for July.
He did that during
July,
the movie.
Captain America's coming out and Thor's this year, isn't it? 2011.
I'm expecting a Thor in a few days.
The Captain America movie, then
Captain America's next.
Then the Avengers. I thought the Avengers movie was 2012.
Oh no!
But it says here Zach Penn is writing the screenplay, and Samuel L. Jackson, Robert Downey Jr., and Don Cheadle are expected to star. Members of the Avengers should include Thor, the Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America, Ant-Man, and maybe the Wasp.
Depending on which Avengers team they choose, because
exactly.
Members of the Avengers are also Hawkeye and the Vision,
Mothman,
Prophecies.
Bottle Man.
The Incredible Spunk.
Pissed up Scottish geezer. He's quite effective in a fight. Just lifts up his kilt and pisses on all the villains.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This is the worst
show
ever. I like Pissed Up Scottish Man.
But
he's a good
next
superhero.
Year, apparently, the first Avenger, Captain America, is coming out, as Mr. Pat Corner says.
Oh, okay.
The movie.
Yes.
Is that after all the
That's
bad?
Really bad.
Short tongue, Thor fan.
Thor.
Short-tongued Thor fan?
Short-tongued Thor fan?
Apologies to all the short-tongued listeners out there.
Have we so many? There's an entire group of short-tongued listeners.
That's why.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologise to...
what's your favourite?
Thor. No, I'd like
four,
to...
Thor.
I'd like to...
Thor.
I'd like to apologise to everybody with a speech impediment.
Including yourself.
Including yourself attempting to read.
Jonathan Ross asked me what I thought of the WikiLeaks and I says Ricky Gervais' incontinence problem's got nothing to do with me. So anyway. Another one.
Hey, that come like a tornado. I know. He's been waiting all night to say that.
When I finally understood
it. Before I come around, I thought, I can't wait till somebody makes a speech impediment joke. And then I'm going to rip that one out. I'm going to bang that one out like Simo in Beaver 3D. Frankie and Weenie talking of Simo.
Is that the tagline on Beaver 3D? Bang one out.
Yeah. Frankie and Weenie. Do you remember, like... Anyway,
Frankie and Weenie?
No, Frankie and Weenie.
Okay.
Made with the 3D. This project is the remake of Tim Burton's 1984 short film.
Oh, right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We remember it well.
The dog brought back to life by its owner.
Yeah.
Burton will be filling in the producer's role.
Oh.
It was basically
what
like
with? Cheese and ham?
No, Simo's jizz.
Why do we always have to go to jizz?
Because the second part of the
jizz
show...
Was cheese and ham?
Who did?
Jesus.
What?
Anyway.
Who did what did? Jizz did!
Jizz did!
Next year, Sucker Punch, Zack Snyder.
That looks quite good.
Oh, I've seen the trailer for that, yeah.
Zack Snyder's Sucker Punch.
No, that's it.
I don't know what to think of it.
$300 Dead Watchmen.
Oh, right. I don't know what to think of it. I don't know what to think of it.
What do you think of it?
I didn't like the trailer. I think it looks a mess.
It might be a mess, but he's.
But I do like Zack Snyder.
Yeah, he's a good director. I was quite shocked when he obviously announced that he was going to remake Dawn of the Dead, my favourite film of all time. Mm-hmm. But then he didn't. He did it.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. Watchmen was brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So I must say that. But I just saw the trailer and all that.
Has he done any more apart from them three?
I'm sure he has, but I don't know what.
Has he done EastEnders, the movie?
We hope not.
Mm. 3D.
Yeah.
300 Cockneys.
Yeah, let's not go back into Cockney.
No, okay.
You must have
always a bad eye.
Any Cockney. Kind of Cockney.
Also next year is X-Men First Class, which I think sounds dodgy, man.
Even the name sounds dodgy.
Well, it says
First Class.
The film following the classic Marvel mythology charts the epic beginning of the X-Men saga.
Yeah.
Before Charles Xavier and Eric Lesnar took the names Professor X and Magneto, they were two young men discovering their powers for the first time.
Oh.
Before they were arch enemies, they were closest to friends, working together with the other mutants.
Collecting poo and bumming each
to
other.
To stop the greatest threat to the world. Known in the process.
Oh,
you're doing it now. So basically, it's like, you know, the story centres on teenage years of the first X-Men comes out to Xavier's Institute.
Well, that's going
to
be rubbish.
It's teenage year.
Exactly.
Everything's teenage.
The All-American
Spider-Man film's going back to when he was a teenager.
It's just, you know,
everything's teenager, isn't it?
Yeah, but Sam Raimi did that years ago.
She's so changing. We want to see it again.
Cashing in, that's what
I want to see the X-Men when they're old and fucked and their powers are gone.
I want to see the X-Men having massive
Magneto
fights.
Can't do anything anymore. He's trying to kind of move.
What kind of film is that going to
move
be,
a zip?
Trying to move his drops.
He's trying to have a piss and he can't get his zip down.
I want to see him when they all morph into one mega superhero.
What do later?
It seems to me that Marvel's got the rights to all these films back, so they're making their own versions of them, aren't they?
X-Men's First Class, man.
Can we not have X-Men Retirement Home? That would be great. And they're all just sitting around watching the news.
Wiping each other's arses.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. Magneto.
Nasty bags.
Taping their own poo to the foreheads and shit like that.
Another one.
Shut up
about
that. Something new.
Another one. Another one next year.
Oh, we got another one.
Another new film coming out next year.
Set me eye. Say what it is. Come on. Read it out. I can see it. Go on, say it.
Rise of the Apes.
Yeah!
Fucking Giddy Nora.
It's going to be good. Bring on the apes. Bring on the apes. I like apes. I like apes.
So do apes.
I like apes.
Big apes.
Small apes.
Small apes. And green ones.
And Ronnie McDowell.
A cross between.
As Galen.
A cross between Planet of the Apes and Batman, also known as Apes in Capes.
No.
Not, not really. I've made that up myself.
Did you write that?
I've made that myself.
Well done, right.
I was really excited about Apes in Capes.
Oh, look, Andy Serkis is in it. He does math. Canadian. Anyway, set in present day San Francisco.
Not
right?
Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
Andy, not an Andy Serkis. It's a little circus you've got to handle. Oh, yeah, look, a little trapeze, man. I've got an Andy Serkis.
The synopsis is set in present day San
Wasn't
Francisco.
Wasn't he sexing drugs and rock and roll?
Yeah, listen. Set in present day San Francisco.
It's all my brain and body needs.
Can I please read it out?
Sorry, John. Go ahead.
I've got set in present day San Francisco. Rise of the Apes deals with the aftermath of a man's experiments with genetically engineering.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
That leads to the development of intelligence in apes and the onset of a war.
Oh, yeah.
Between apes and humans.
Hey God!
Did I not
what?
Show you my Planet of the Apes
jigsaw? That's very similar to a film I've seen before.
It's Planet
of the Apes. That's the one. The
did I not show you my Planet of the Apes jigsaw?
No.
What about my
Atar? I don't
want to
see it.
This
either.
Is a brilliant thing for me to get my Atar going.
Right,
Hobbit.
Good. Yeah.
Rob has recently gone Monster Mad and purchased Planet of the Apes figures from the shit Tim Burton film, but they're great figures. And we'd like to now play you live.
That looks terrible.
Is Supergrass? Is Atar speaking?
Are you live? Ready for Atar?
Live on
Atar
air.
It's on
Atar.
Air.
Live.
The only good human is a dead human. Form the division. Full battle ready. Sound the call to march. We must hit the humans hard. Why do you not tremble
for
there we go.
That is fantastic, man. That is.
We've had some ape action.
It's not that good.
It is.
Is it good?
Don't you knock my Atar.
Look at it. It's just a big airy
my Supergrass jigsaw.
Oh, hello, humans.
Monsters and science fiction and robots. What? See that. I haven't got this. I can't really get my head around all this.
What?
Some monkey stuff. I just find it quite boring.
I think you might be alright.
I went to see the original.
What is it again? Right, it's apes involved in ass to mouth.
It's nothing to do with Planet of the Apes.
Well, it's kind of like a loose.
It's
sort
not part of that
but
series.
It's based on it. What do you know about it, Rob?
Hey!
Is it based on anything to do with
Planet of the Apes? I don't know, I did that, sorry.
Do you know anything to.
No, I don't know anything about it at all.
It's a completely separate story.
But it sounds tribal.
Yeah.
Set in prison, dancing with the apes, and aftermath, man. You need to be in the swim. It sounds to me like escape and battle and conquest.
Exactly.
All three again, leading up to Planet of the Apes. It sounds like they're using what's already gone to kind of work the way forward. Instead of just doing Planet of the Apes, they're starting with a different kind of ply on the apes. Genetic
like the
experimentation,
of,
everyone knows that. It's a nowadays
thing. It does
sound
like the start of the actual Rise of the Apes kind of thing, doesn't it?
But in a different way.
It's because it's called before, Rise of the Apes.
I mean, the first five apes films are is it paradox, isn't it? Because I don't mean it's a pair of docks, it's a paradox.
Right, of course, yeah.
I'm not going to speak anymore.
Right, okay. Well, that one sounds good. No, it sounds good. It sounds good. But I think the one to see next year is Super 8.
Super Apes.
Super Apes. Super Apes. Super Apes. Put it back to my ass again. Yeah. Should we get my ass
on? Oh, no.
Ape. I like apes. I like apes.
In capes. So you're this is.
Apes. I like cakes.
If we can just read this one out.
I like
please.
Cake. I like cake.
This is Super 8, right?
Hold up.
Which we've seen the trailer for.
Oh, okay. The trailer's with the train.
No,
yeah, the alien
train.
Creature.
No, with the train stuff, right?
Cake man.
They'd have to get a few tarts in that.
Put a cherry on.
And it's directed by J.J. Abrams.
Oh, well.
It says
we
here,
all like
it. Says here, no, it says here, Abrams has refused to...
Star Trek was good.
Yeah, it was good.
It was very good.
Abrams has refused to reveal the plot of the film and he wants to keep it a mystery and let the images speak for themselves.
Ooh.
What has been confirmed is that the place will take place... The fucking place.
The place will take place.
What has been confirmed...
I hope the place does take place.
The place came to it takes a place.
What are we talking about?
And it's a fish.
Is the place going to take place?
Yep.
You're what? Giving me a headache.
For God's sake. What has been confirmed...
Fishing about.
What has been confirmed is that it will take place in 1979 and it will be a homage stroke tribute to Spielberg's 70s and 80s science fiction films.
Okay.
With mystery and supernatural feel from Abrams, it is rumoured to be an alien invasion film and a homage to War of the Worlds.
Hang on a minute.
So Abrams and Spielberg have collaborated in a storytelling committee to come up with a story.
A storytelling committee.
We're the members of the committee and we demand the story. You've got to chair this thing, turn the fuck off.
It was initially reported to be either a sequel or a prequel to the 2008 film
Unequal
Cloverfield.
Or a sequel.
Oh, I didn't really I don't know.
No, listen, that's what I'm saying you now.
Hold up.
However.
Hold up.
There is more fucking.
Sorry.
There is more like. Oh, shit it. However, Abrams. Listen, right, it says.
However.
It was initially reported to be either a sequel or a prequel to the 2008 film Cloverfield.
Have it,
however,
Abrams
responded to those reports by stating, "Get fucked." He says, "You have to check the trailer, but
it's
it has
3D glasses,
but it has nothing to do with Cloverfield. It will be shot traditionally, and filming
will
start.
It will be shot
in the fall of 2010. The teaser itself was filmed separately in April, so it's got fuck all to do." With the film then.
Oh, who needs a teaser?
What? The teaser trailer has obviously been shot separately from the film.
Oh, God, what a revelation.
What a world.
What a revelation.
I want to be with you when we pitch our movies.
I only want to be with you.
The first teaser trailer for the film was screened ahead of the theatrical releases of Simo's favourite film, Iron Man 2.
Oh.
It depicted the seemingly deliberate derailment of a US Air Force base, which was transporting material from Area 51 to the Wright-Patterson Air Force base
and subsequent escape of unknown entity.
What are you going on?
Shut up! Listen, I'm talking. From inside. Shut up, you. From inside one of the cargo cars.
Come on.
The film is planned for theatrical release on June the 10th, 2011, and I've finished. So.
Well done, lad. Well done.
Brilliant.
Where's my crack pipe?
Well done.
What was all that about? What was the film?
Listen to it back.
Was it
fantastic.
Called Separate?
You did really well under pressure.
He did, yeah.
Under pressure. Right, this is the final bit now because we've been on too long. The film scheduled for 2011 remake.
For that.
Right? The first one is Creature from the Black Lagoon.
No.
They're not remaking that, surely to God.
That's what they said.
Who's
doing it?
That's quite interesting.
Me.
That's
you again.
Yeah.
Jesus, this is your third film.
Yeah, he's doing well, man.
Okay.
Director Carl Rynch has been rumoured to take his place, and Bill Paxton is reportedly to be featured, but has dropped out due to the delay.
Oh God!
He's originally scheduled in 2008.
Bill Paxton.
But
he got a corner
it drops
shop.
Out a lot, apparently.
Okay.
After the remake, of the Universal classic, The Wolfman, which flopped at cinemas.
You know, The Wolfman was. I've just dropped a pen. Never mind.
The next remake is The Brood.
Oh.
The Brood.
Don't be rude about The Brood.
Oh, now you're all really? Interested.
Yeah.
Well, we are, sir. Read on, sir. Tell us more. We'd like to know about The Brood.
Tell us about this Brood of yours,
I should tell you about The Brood if you all shut the fuck up.
It, obviously.
A remake of this David Cronenberg Killer Kid film was announced in December 2009.
Remake,
with Brett
Eisner,
who was the director of the remake of The Crazies, attached to direct.
That one's a good.
He has since dropped out, but the project is moving forward with a 2011 release plan.
If the director drops out, how can the project move forward? You would think that the project would go back a bit, wouldn't you, if the director drops out?
Because they've asked me.
Oh, you're doing The Brood.
The Brood was great. I mean,
a bit slow. Not Cronenberg's greatest film, but it's okay.
Atmospheric.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not bad. It's quite spooky, wasn't it?
Bad boy.
Another one.
Yeah. Oh, sort the cats out.
Yeah.
Come on, what are you doing? Now stop it. Hey, let's have
this. It's Marty starting on Zoe. Oh, he's being really naughty.
Hello. Nice to see you. Are you having one of your sessions?
Get your big gay hands off me.
Okay, the Brood. Well, that sounds quite interesting.
Yeah, well, that's finished now.
Do we know who's supposed to be in it or anything like that?
No.
No? Okay.
Next one.
Yes.
Yes.
The Blob.
The Bob.
The Blobby
again.
Blob Bob.
The Blob.
Oh, huh?
No. Beware of the Blob.
It says, after remaking Halloween in 2007, director Rob Zombie.
Oh, no.
No.
Move on. Let's forget it. Move on.
Right. Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh,
no. Might be interesting. Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, let's sort these cats out.
Pussyfied.
Pussyfied?
What?
That's the mouse. Pussyfied.
I'm going to go outside. That's it, that.
Me, I'm reading. Why? I'm not on fire.
You said push it back.
Oh, get on with it.
Well, I'm trying to.
Fucking cat's taking
it's
over.
It's just like pussy distractions everywhere.
Oh, if only.
Right, that's life.
If only.
That's life.
That's right, I'm here.
Are we ready for the next one, then?
Go on, then. Have it.
Fucking last.
Yeah?
Let's have it.
Go on,
then. Then what are you waiting for?
Lion up.
An Academy Award.
Lion up.
Lion up.
The next one.
That's right.
You should read this in a silly voice.
Yeah.
The next film scheduled for a 2011 remake is, well, it is actually happening, and the director's there, and it's in post-production, and it.
What is it?
It's The Warriors.
The Warriors.
The Warriors.
That's a fucking travesty.
It is The Warriors.
Come out to play.
I'm gonna get the buses here.
Good lord.
Oh, start making some noise.
So, yeah, the remake of next year, The Warriors, Tony Scott's doing it.
Not that great.
Ridley Scott.
Tony Scott, who directed the film that you watched today.
What's the film? Was that the
Denzel Washington Stopping Trains.
Oh, wow. God, that's horrible. Don't watch Unstoppable.
Poor shit.
Yeah.
No, we won't.
Don't watch it.
I've got no inkling to get anywhere near it.
But, and also another one for next year is The Birds. Alfred Hitchcock's classic being remade.
The Birds.
They can't remake that.
Hang on, who's in that? Walter Pigeon.
So the final
have we got?
Tintin. That's coming out next year.
Yeah, Tintin.
Fantastic.
That's it. So the final ones, which also everyone's a travesty, unless it's going to be good, and then we'll all be shot down in flames and say we're wrong, which we have done before with remakes.
Only once.
Get on with it.
Child's Play.
I don't know what that is.
You know Child's Play, isn't it?
Is that Chucky?
Yeah, Chucky.
Get on with it.
They've actually commissioned A Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2.
Get on with it. Leave that.
Has it been done?
Hellraiser.
Oh, God. Leave it.
Well, the original was brilliant.
Well, no, the guys that directed Martyrs were going to redirect it, but they've pulled out. You know Martyrs.
Oh, Martyrs, yeah.
Yeah, they've pulled out of that one.
Oh, God, blame Martyrs.
Escape from New York, starring either Sawyer off of Lost or Gerard Butler.
Oh, God. Snake, who's playing Snake?
Sawyer off of Lost or Gerard Butler.
Pay attention, son.
Aftermath.
God.
An American Werewolf in London is coming out next year.
No! Oh, God, leave it, please. Why? I don't understand why.
No.
And the final
one. It's because you're thick as shit.
I'll drink to that.
All these film producers and film writers have just run out of ideas.
I think so, man.
It's just money, isn't it?
They're trying to make things that they can't make any better. How are they going to make the Birds better?
No.
It's just an idea that's already worked, isn't it? It's something that's already made money in the past, so it'll make money again.
Hitchcock.
It's fucking...
Have you?
Yeah, thanks for that contribution.
The Birds, man. Hitchcock. If anybody didn't know who directed The Birds, it was Hitchcock.
Psycho.
Hitchcock.
I was about to say he'd done another little known film.
Review Mirror.
Hitchcock.
But,
what's the one when they end up on the old Mount Rushmore?
Is that
that's Vertigo.
We'd have to stay with open minds, I suppose, and wait until they come out and see what they're like.
Fuck them. And the last one, which is a British classic, which you may not have seen or whatever, it's called The Ass Fix.
Somebody's got a broken ass. I seem to have cracked my bottom. Anyone got an ass fix?
Horror of death.
Whilst we're on the Aftermath theme, it's called The Ass Fix, and it's a great British film with
it's starring Darwin Hanson and Michael Barrymore.
It's a brilliant British swimming
pool. Are you sure this isn't the film about Freddie Mercury?
No, shut up, you're going too far. And unfortunately, the guy that's been cast in the lead role,
unfortunately, it's not Danny Dyer, is it?
Danny fucking Dyer.
No. Yeah. Well, I'm not watching that then. No.
Can we say a prayer for Danny Dyer?
Yes.
No.
Dear God, please kill Danny Dyer. There's a prayer for him.
Oh, that's very unchristian of you at this time.
No, I'm not Christian. Fucking.
You're only supposed to blow his fucking head off.
Just blow his fucking head off.
Terrible.
Bloody hell! What is this? Let's take Danny Dyer. I like him.
By the way, we can never tell who downloads this show. If Danny Dyer, you do download this show.
Too many D's. I've been D'd out. I've OD'd.
But it's like, you know.
You OD'd.
Dear Danny Dyer.
Don't do it.
If you do download this show.
Don't download this show. Yes.
Did that mic move on its own then?
I don't know.
It was Danny Dyer.
The ghost of Danny Dyer. He's
trying to have a mic move.
The ghost of Danny Dyer.
Oh, my
fucking have you.
It was the ghost of Danny Dyer.
Anybody who's not a Danny Dyer fan, as we're not, go on YouTube and type in Danny Dyer gets punched. That's very funny.
It is classic.
It's done it again. Yeah. It's moving every time, of course. This is paranormal activity.
That's weird, man.
That's what she said.
Somebody's moving it.
God likes Danny Dyer.
Sorry, that's me. I'm thinking about the Beaver movie again.
Oh, God.
Beaver in 3D.
What are you doing? Touching me under the table.
But how does he get cast? There's all kinds of sexual activity.
How does he get cast as a hard man? That's what I want to know.
Somebody.
How the fuck does that happen?
He watched the Beaver movie.
It's about as hard as.
He's not though, is he?
Have you watched Danny Dyer's Deadliest Myth?
Yeah.
I have, it's pathetic.
He's a twat. But at the end of the day, you look at it, and that video on YouTube, that's for the Deadliest
Who's
Men. And a guy goes to like mock punch him.
Who's Danny Dyer?
That's what the entire country is saying.
I fucking hate him, but who is he?
He was in Severance, and he was in Doghouse, and he was.
He was in the Doghouse, we've all been there.
He's a cockney cunt.
He's not been in any of the films.
He's a low rent mobster, basically.
He's just
I think we should move off the subject of Danny Dyer because he's an easy target.
Exactly. Okay. If you do download the show, Danny Dyer.
We love you, really, Dan. You're a genius.
No, we don't. I don't like you.
Stop saying that. You don't say that.
Unsubscribe on iTunes. You crap cockney twat. I don't care. I don't give a flying fuck.
He doesn't care.
I couldn't give a flying fuck if he listened to the show.
He doesn't care about
Danny Dyer.
Who gives a flying fuck? He's not even fucking low rate enough to go in East Ends or Coronation Street.
No, well,
Danny Dyer, fuck you. Fuck getting in fucking films like this and fuck off. End of Johnny's Court Film Podcast says fuck you.
And on that note, happy Christmas, everybody.
Yes, anyway, we have actually rounded up the show now. We've recorded everything we've got to record.
Marvellous.
You've ended it up.
Well done, everyone.
Well done, sir.
And everybody.
What films you've enjoyed?
That's what I was just going
to
say.
Yeah, he wants to round it up.
Oh, I can't think of any, man.
Every Danny Dyer film I've enjoyed shitting on.
You're on it now, aren't you?
Jesus Christ.
Which was perhaps your favourite film that you've watched recently?
Well, I've recently watched some of the old classic ones. I really enjoyed The Third Man with Orson Welles and Night of the Hunter. They were really, really top.
Marvellous. Have you seen Orson Welles' brother, Orson Carr? He's brilliant.
John, what's yours?
What final recommendations?
Films that you've really enjoyed.
Oh, Borstal. Sierpski film. Yeah.
Borstal.
Who's in that?
Not where you've been. The films you've watched, man.
Who's in that?
I'm not interested in your holidays. I want to know what film you've watched.
Yeah, exactly. Up.
Like that. Oh, that made me cry. Have you seen Up?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes you cry. That does.
We're talking about the Rosemary one.
What?
Oh no.
If you watch it in Newcastle, if you watch it here or in Newcastle, it's called Oop. They actually changed the top.
That's terrible.
It's like these.
That's racist.
It's like that one, ain't it?
Come on.
I've told you, Borstal. Great film.
Is that it?
Yeah, everyone watch it. Borstal.
You've watched this year?
Yeah, Borstal.
Borstal.
Download it illegally and watch it. It's great.
My favourite film is Monster X, especially for Godzilla's Highland Fling.
Oh,
fantastic, fantastic.
Brilliant. And Rodan was in it too, and I like Rodan.
Mr. Neutron 69?
Probably The Wolfman. Really?
Was it really?
Did you make you rub your leg?
Yes, it made me rub my leg. Tell you what, The Wolfman. Fucking that proper, that was.
It's a fun.
He's like rubbing his leg. So
brings me edge like does.
If you are listening, you really hear it. There's a man waiting for you.
Yes. Sue, what was your favourite film of the year?
Don't say a Serbian film.
Any Serbian films.
You're lucky.
There's only one.
My favourite film or favourite new film that I've seen this year was
Don't ask me new.
Let the Right One In.
Oh.
Which was absolutely fab. Paying any attention.
The original.
Have you seen the remake?
Absolutely. It's basically the original film. Just set in New Mexico. And
another film that I will watch over and over
it's pretty
again
much
is 30 Days of Night.
It's all right,
and I can watch that at least 3 or 4 times a year without even thinking about the substance.
Another great film.
But Let the Right One In for me is.
Oh, that is a top film.
I must say, I enjoyed watching all the old Carpenter films as well.
Yeah, for the podcast, they were really good.
The Carpenters. I'm on the top of the world looking
down on creation.
And who can forget the classic Calling Occupants
of Interplanetary Most Extraordinary Craft.
Anyway,
what about the guitarist?
So here's to
what about the guitarist?
Another year of hopefully some really good films.
It's that superstar. Don't you remember I used to love you, baby?
That's the one.
Baby, 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 oh baby.
Signed by A&M, wasn't it?
Herb Elbert again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he signed him. Obviously, you want a brass bloke. Marvellous. Yeah. Anyway, this is the music podcast.
Yes, it is. Right, okay. I think we should sign out on a bit of Spanish Fly talking about Herb Elbert and his marijuana brass.
Hang on, which one is it?
Go on then. Shall we finish this and then just do one?
It's not the one I know.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, let's say
he's beatboxing.
Right, so then people,
pull it together, Johnny Boy. Let's say goodbye.
So, are you coming to say goodbye? We're doing that.
I'll say goodbye, love. No one seems to care if I should live or die.
I don't know the words. Oh my lord.
Bony M are back in the room. And we're signing off with Bony M.
We told you once, clear off, Bony M. Are we going to be able to hear that?
I think we might do that.
Go on then, let's finish it off. Finish it off then. Right, ready? Marvellous. Right, ready? 1, 2, 3. So, folks, that's us for the year. We're done, and hope you all have a lovely, lovely Christmas.
Happy Christmas!
And the best wishes for the new year from all us on the podcast.
Indeed.
Emma, Sue, Neutron 69, Bob, Johnny, and
Johnny Nova.
Bye, lads.
Happy Christmas!